Our guest is on the line right now, and I got to tell you, this is Seeking Redemption, the real story of the beautiful game of skee-ball, and it is. When I was a kid, we had a place at Connecticut and the boardwalk called Sportland, and they had the full-size skee-ball alleys in there, and they were the ones made of wood and everything, and there were tournaments in there. I played there when I was a kid. When I worked at Steel Pier, we had the other ones, you know, I think they're fiberglass, but whatever. I mean, skee-ball is part of Atlantic City, part of a lot of places, Asbury Park, all the different places where they have piers and amusement parks and everything else, even up at Six Flags and everything else. I have a fish for a 10-cent game and a nickel game, and I think that's pretty cool. And this guy, Thaddeus Cooper, and his partner, Kevin Kreitman, I think I'm getting the name right, I've written this great book, and we're going to give it away tonight. We want to welcome them. I think both of them are there. It might just be Thad to the Jim Crane Show. Hey, what do you say, Thad? How are you?
I'm great, and we actually are both here.
Great.
Hi, I'm Kevin Kreitman.
Hi, Kevin. So, put this book together, and it's just fabulous. I mean, with all the detail and everything else, why did you want to do this? That's the question I have.
I backed into the project. I was playing skee-ball on my iPhone one night, and
on your phone. Okay, it's not. It's kind of not the same thrill.
There actually is a skee-ball app, and I said to Kevin, you know, maybe I'll just do a little short YouTube history video about the game.
Okay.
10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes. And so I started digging around into the history, and it was really confused and messed up. And after 5 years and about 5,000 documents, here we are.
Wow.
And we were fortunate enough to find the inventor's papers in Vineland, which made the project actually go.
And it was kind of like from our area. That's why I saw it in the press of Atlantic City when you talked to them about this, and it kind of was invented in Vineland, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah, Joseph Forrester Simpson was a Vineland resident when he invented it.
Wow. So go ahead, Kev.
Yeah, so Esty, the guy that everybody credits with inventing it, was actually a skee-ball player, and he picked up the company because he had the money and influence to actually make it go. Mm-hmm. But it was launched for 3-4 years, and there were actually alleys out. Well, Joseph Forrester Simpson, who is the inventor, found the patent.
Right.
And discovered a real story there for the first 4 or 5 years of the skee-ball life. And then, of course, it took off after SD bought it.
And
but
what
it
year
in,
would...
It
what,
was in Atlantic City from the beginning.
Oh, I know. Trust me. What years was this? 18, whatever. Go ahead.
So the patent was granted on December 8th, 1908, and they went to production in 1909.
Yeah, first alleys came off their little assembly.
But the first ones,
in 1909.
The first ones were different than now. The ones that I played on that cost a nickel, they're the 20 footers, right? Is that what they are?
It was actually a variety of lengths.
Okay.
So the first ones were 2 16-foot sections. And
okay.
The hump was in the middle.
Okay.
At the end of that first 16-foot section. So they were 32 feet overall.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then, but the wooden ones that were like in the places like in Atlantic City and everything, were they 32 feet long? Is that how long they were?
The early ones,
the original ones were, they got shortened later as sport cages became more popular for competition for space.
Right.
And especially around the early 30s, and the alleys were officially shortened right around the time that Lehman Sternberg built Skee-Ball Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, see, the place that I went to was called Sportland, and I know a lot of people up in the inlet will remember this place. They had, I would say, 25 games in this. It was like a holdout house. And it was the whole first floor of the house, and all of the games were in the one room. And that's where they would have the tournaments in there. And I played in the kids division back in the day. And I remember they all they gave you were coupons to get the, you know, the gifts, you know. But still, the excitement of playing in those places. Are there still places like that have tournaments and everything still around the world?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was in Austin 2 weeks ago now, three weeks ago, for the Whiskey Ball League Austin Championship.
Whiskey Ball League.
Eric Pavone's organization.
Yeah.
And they have just started announcement of the National Ski Ball League.
Wow.
And we were in San Francisco on Wednesday of a week
this
ago.
Past week.
And they were having the San Francisco Whiskey Ball Tournament. So
wow.
Seasons. And, yeah, it's very hot.
Now, let me ask you this. We do have a caller, too, but I just wanted to say, now, the ones that were in Austin, let's say, I mean, how long were those ones? Are they the wooden ones, or are they the fiberglass ones?
No, they're the wooden ones,
okay.
And they're 13-foot long alleys.
Okay. Nice. And what are the kind of balls they use? The same kind, the ones that they've been using all these years and everything?
Yeah, they're the composite sawdust balls.
Wow. I mean, that's good. And how many people were there?
There were probably about 100 people in the bar, and there had to be 50-odd rollers that night.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
It was a one-point win. It was really exciting.
Oh, I mean, this is something we got to bring back to Atlantic City, I think would really be cool. We got a caller. We have a caller who wants to talk to you guys there. It's Denise from EHT. Hi, Denise. Say hi to Thad and Kevin.
Hi, how are you? Two quick things. Number one, the first thing is to Jim. It's Denise Black. And I'm glad that you're among the select group of us who've never grown up. And secondly is to the authors. I grew up in a town that had Palisade Amusement Park, Fort Lee, but I never played skee ball. I was always in the arcades getting cards that said your future husband and whatever. But is there instructions in the book on how to really play the game?
Actually, no. But the game's really easy to play.
Yeah, there's a description.
It's just roll the ball.
Roll the ball. Roll the ball and try to get it into the cup.
Well, we appreciate the call, Denise. Thanks for calling in. We'll try to figure that out for you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. You know, over the years, there's so many different techniques that people use to play the games, you know, and they have the short ones, the ones for kids and stuff like that, you know. In the book, I mean, you really get into the detailed illustrations of how the machines were made and everything. How did you find all that stuff, Thad?
Well, I got a little lucky. There were two archives involved in the material for the book. The first one was where the inventor's papers were, and that was the Vineland Historical and Antiquarian Society in Vineland, New Jersey. They're a great place, and they had all the inventor's papers and some of the drawings. There was a second archive that's a private archive that we got invited out to in Pennsylvania, and they had records from the Philadelphia Toboggan Company, along with photographs, drawings, and a whole raft of other material that we were able to incorporate. And they were just absolutely fantastic, letting us come in and giving us unfettered access.
Wow.
And we just like a shout-out to Tom Rebbe and PTCI.
Yeah.
That was where they've kept all these papers in the archives.
Wow. That is so cool.
Absolutely wonderful.
When you guys went to these things, the one in Austin and the one that did you guys get to play and like be in the tournament and stuff? Oh, nice.
So
now, I have to ask both of you, do you bank? Do you bank on the side?
No, I'm an up the middle.
Oh, you're
roller.
A straight middles, huh? Okay.
I'm straight middle going for 40s.
Kevin, I love banking into that 50 and showing off.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice, and I'm out of practice, although I certainly played when we went up to San Francisco. It was awesome.
Yeah, and me and my wife will be going. She challenges me every year, you know, and we have a friendly rival thing going on. But I do love to play. And I think I was telling Thad before, Jackson, New Jersey, they have Six Flags up there, right? And they opened the place up, and they put the real nice alleys in and everything. And they were giving tickets out, you know, to get prizes, just like normal, you know, whatever. And so I go over there, and there's a lot of little kids playing, and there was alcohol involved in this because we drank before we went there and stuff. But and all I did was kept banking and getting 50s, and I'm getting tickets, right? And I'm like, I think I was like 30-some years old or whatever, and this little 16-year-old kid with a change maker around his waist and everything comes over to an arcade kid who worked at Steel Pier, right, and everything else, comes over to me and goes, "You're not allowed to bank the ball." And I went, "Huh?" And he's like, "You can't bank the ball anymore." And I went, "Show it to me on the sign." We got thrown out. Because we were giving the tickets to the kids to get their, you know, get other kids presents, you know, and it was like they threw us out. I'll never forget that. Terrible. That was awesome. Hey, listen, we got to take a break, but I want to wrap up with you guys. Can you hang on the phone for a sec?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is great. I mean, and we're going to give the book away tonight. If you really love skee ball in Atlantic City or anywhere, it's a great Easter gift. It's a great coffee book. Where can you get the book at, guys? In Amazon, or is that where you get it?
It is. Yeah, it's available at Amazon, online, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It's also available as a Kindle and an iBook if you're a Kindle or iPad user.
That is so cool. Seeking Redemption, the real story of the beautiful game of skee ball. When I saw this in the press of Atlantic City, I said, I've got to call these people. They really touched a nerve. Anyway, you're listening to the Jim Crane Show. We'll be back with our guests. We'll give the book away, and here's our messages from our sponsors. Don't go. We're on News Talk 1400 WOND. And let's go back to the skee ball kids, Kevin and Thaddeus. I love that name, Thaddeus, I must tell you. I'd love to play a character named Thaddeus. I know, it would just be so cool. Well, anyway, it's been so nice having both of you on and keeping the beautiful game of skee ball alive. And we're going to go on Amazon and make sure that we push this at Christmas time, too, for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Awesome.
So we're going to wrap it up. Where are you guys calling from? Where do you live at?
San Jose, California.
Oh, you're out in Northern California. Nice. Okay. Well, that's a wonderful thing. Well, I just want to thank you from all the arcade kids around here and everything that I hung out with at the Steel Pier and stuff for writing this book. And we're going to give it away tonight in your honor. And we really appreciate you being on the Jim Crane Show. Best of luck with everything that you do.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
Hey, it was an absolute pleasure. Anybody that wants to play, and keep me abreast. I mean, you have my email address. Make sure you let me know if there's any contests, like, on the East Coast, because I'll jump right in. And maybe we could do.
And we'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I want to do one in Atlantic City and try to do it for a charity or something. That would be really cool.
We'll pass the word.
Yeah, all right. Well, absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you, Thaddy, cool. And thanks, Kevin. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night now. All righty then. That was pretty cool. So we're going to give that book away tonight at 927-1100, but not right now because we got to go to Crane's Comedy Corner.